You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Well, the world is in turmoil. You know that. And it's because of weak and or corrupt leadership. So the world is now an unstable place. 4 years ago, it was not. Just keep that in mind. Putin is a menace. The mullahs in Iran are worse. They're just murderers there. Putin's a murderer, too. But the mullahs, the fanaticism they bring, that all infidels deserve to die, I mean, it's pretty staggering. And then you have President Biden, who's not an evil man, in my opinion, but he's befuddled, he's weak, and he may be corrupt. He may have taken money from his son and brother. And we are following that story, as you know. Enter the Chinese president, Xi, another evildoer, I guess. I mean, what he's done to the Muslims in China and around the world. He supports Putin. He supports Iran. I'd say he's evil. But we have to deal with him. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So tomorrow in San Francisco at the APEC, Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, Xi and Biden will meet. I don't have a time yet, but, you know, obviously when we know it, you'll know it. So this is a very important meeting for everybody on the planet. And most people have no idea, which is sad. But you do because you're here absorbing information from me. So China, Russia, and Iran have now banded together. They're partners in trying to hurt the United States of America. That's the headline. These three countries trying to hurt us, we the people, for a variety of reasons. Putin and the mullahs are hopeless. No reasoning with them. The only thing they understand is force. Putin himself, I believe, will self-destruct, but I could be wrong. He's not going to win in Ukraine, but he doesn't seem to care anymore. The mullahs, they may have to be confronted militarily. So just keep that in mind. China is persuadable to get out of that axis of evil or whatever you want to call it. And here's the reason. It's not because the Chinese communists are good people or are looking out for the world. No, they couldn't care less. They want to impose communism on as many human beings as they can. That's why they're there. But the MCI in China is down $2 trillion in 3 years. That MSCI, is basically the stock market and other economic indicators. So it's lost $2 trillion. That's enormous. Okay, 54% drop. So if you're an investor, a Chinese investor, and there are a few, not many, you're getting your butt kicked. All right? And that trickles down to the folks who don't have anything anyway. If you live in a Chinese countryside, believe me, you have nothing. So China's in trouble economically. They cannot afford to have the United States slap sanctions on them. And that's what would happen if China invades Taiwan. That's why they haven't invaded it yet. So China needs the USA to buy its products, including TikTok, because China is an export economy. It makes things cheaply. It sends it to the USA, sells it for 10 times as much money, and then the money flows back to Beijing, where it's distributed around. That's how it works. You take the United States market out, Iran's not going to buy anything from them, okay? Russia, they don't have any money over there. This is what the Chinese need. So they're persuadable. But you've got to have skill to do that. And Biden doesn't. So the White House, the Biden administration, has taken the president out of the equation. Not many people know this. He'll be at the meeting, and maybe he'll even say a few words, but he's not running that meeting. Secretary of State Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan are running the show in conjunction with the Pentagon. They will tell Biden what to say, when to say it. Biden himself has absolutely no clue about geopolitics or the economy or anything else. He's there as a figurehead. That's why he's there. He has to be there. All right. So you're not going to get any of this reportage anywhere else, by the way. I mean, they're either going to slam Biden, the Fox people and the conservative people, you know, slam him, or they're going to praise him like the liberal networks will do in the New York Times and Washington Post. But this is not personal with me. I'm reporting this accurately. Now, the way to do this is you're not going to force China to do anything. The United States isn't strong enough to force China to do anything. Okay? But you can say, if you do X, Y will happen. That's what Trump did. Okay? And X doesn't always have to be negative. X can be positive. So if you do, if you stop aiding Putin, then we will increase your exports by 5%, whatever. You go in with a deal to Xi, who understands deals. On this program, I don't know, maybe 8 months, 9 months ago, former Secretary of State Pompeo said that Xi was the coldest character he had ever met in his life, dead eyes. And that's true. She understands numbers and power. That's it. All right, he doesn't care about anybody but she. He's got two close friends in the entire world. One of them came here a few weeks ago to set this meeting up, and we reported on that. Now, Teddy Roosevelt was a very good negotiator, and I'm sorry to bore you with the history, but it's important that you know. Walk softly, carry a big stick. Talk softly, carry a big stick. And Teddy couldn't walk really softly because he was kind of stocky. And the big stick was, you do something to hurt us, and then we're going to hurt you back more. That's the big stick. You've got to do it in a way in these meetings in San Francisco that isn't threatening. So, you know, are you? I do this in my own personal negotiations, and some people say, "Are you threatening me?" I said, "No." But I want to be fair to you, and tell you what's going to happen if you do X. That's all. I want to be fair. I don't want to threaten, because this is our policy. That's how you do it. So the meeting is a positive for the world. We got to bring down the world tension, which has risen dramatically under Biden. It's a fact. Got to bring it down. And the United States has got to be unemotional and resolute. This is what we would like to see you do, China. And if you do it, you're going to prosper. But if you continue to ship weapons to Putin and the mullahs, then you're not going to prosper. That's it. Now, I'm going to report this fairly tomorrow. I mean, we'll be all over it. I've got good sources. We'll get you as best information as we can. And that's a memo.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
So the President of the United States delivered remarks on how great he's doing with climate crisis. Fine. She doesn't care about climate crisis, so there it is. And then he's going to have a meeting tonight, Biden is, with his donors in San Francisco, and there are many, giving him money for the campaign. Okay, so before all of this began, all of the meeting stuff, and again, this is an economic meeting, not only with China, but with all the Asian countries. That's taking place in San Francisco. It's a big economic meeting there. And as we reported yesterday, San Francisco's an embarrassment to the world. So now they swept out all the drug addicts and all the homeless. That was asked to Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, yesterday. Go.
San Francisco has cleaned up their streets ahead of President Biden and President Xi's meeting. They've moved homeless to other parts of the city, cleared tent cities and trash off the street. Is the president embarrassed that an American city needs to go through a total makeover to be presentable for his out-of-town guests?
The president is incredibly proud of the record that the United States will bring as host to this summit.
So he didn't answer the question. You expect them to answer the question? I mean, that's what these guys do now. I don't even know why the press bothers with them. They just wouldn't answer any questions. If it were me, I would have stood up and said, maybe, did you not understand a question? Is President Biden embarrassed by the state of San Francisco? Yes or no? Right? So anyway, they're all the same. So the big march in Washington, D.C., pro-Israel today. It attracted a lot of people. I don't have a crowd estimate yet for you. I'll be accurate. We'll have it for you tomorrow. And this is necessary. Sponsored by the Jewish Federation of North America, Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. So, you know, we saw all the pro-Hamas demonstrations. Now we're going to see some pro-Israel demonstrations. And tomorrow I'll have a little bit more on it for you. So far, we're taping in the late afternoon. Been no problems so far. Hamas. So they say they may release 70 women and children being held hostage. 240 are believed to be captives of Hamas right now. In return for the 70, Hamas wants some Palestinians to be released. That means terrorists. They want Israel to give up some terrorists that Israel has captured. Pretty tough for Israel to do that. They'll work out something, I think, but I can't be sure. But that's in motion now. So I wanted to get the best expert, as I always do, for you guys, to talk about President Biden's foreign policy outlook. And the best guy in the country, in my opinion, humble opinion, is a former senator from Connecticut, Joseph Lieberman. He's not an ideologue, got tons of experience in the Middle East. He knows China very well. Senator, thanks for helping us out here. What I want to know first is, overall, Israel Hamas, is the Biden administration handling it well? What grade would you give them?
Yeah, Bill, great to be with you, and thanks for your kind words and introduction. So I guess I'd give them a B+. These are two real challenges to our security, American, to world security, and to our values. The Hamas attack on the Israelis, which is really Iran that hates us and hates Israel and really hates the Arab countries as well. And of course, Putin's invasion of Ukraine. So I would say President Biden's administration have taken a strong position supporting both the Ukrainians and the Israelis. Why is it B+? I think with the Ukrainians, we could have given them some better military system sooner. With the current situation in the Middle East, nobody likes to see innocent civilians in Gaza being hurt or killed as a result of the Israeli effort to destroy Hamas. But that's Hamas's fault. And I just don't think we should pressure our allies in Israel to cease fire or stop the fight. So maybe there could be a little less of that from the administration. But overall, the president's restated American leadership in the world. And that's important. And not everybody on Capitol Hill agrees with that. So it's doubly important.
Okay. Were you surprised at all of the demonstrations, particularly at the universities, against the state of Israel? Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it's not just the demonstrations, because maybe you could figure that because there's such a leftist influence on college campuses, but the size and the intensity of it and the terrible hatred, not just sort of anti-Israel, but in some cases, pretty clearly anti-Semitic, and to a certain extent, anti-American. It makes me think that some radical left-wing groups infiltrated those pro-Palestinian demonstrations and were tearing down American flags, you know, and burning and whacking not only Netanyahu, but Biden as if they were pinatas. That's awful stuff, and it doesn't speak for the American people. But it sends out a terrible message from American college campuses.
Yeah, and you got Harvard, MIT, and the top schools in the country basically justifying it by not taking any action against the anti-Semites and the destructive people. They basically let it go. And did that surprise you?
Well, it did, but frankly, not as much, because I watched that happen on college campuses. The too many of the administrators try to please everybody. And, you know, a university is supposed to be a place of truth where you teach truth and learn truth. And in these cases, you just can't please everybody. Some people are just plain wrong. And a president of a university should say that. If demonstrators are anti-Semitic, the president shouldn't feel like, oh, they're going to make a wishy-washy statement. Everybody has a point here. No, not everybody does have a point.
That's true.
And
it's your crew, not you, but you are ended your political career as an independent, but the Democratic Party,
right.
My God. Now, I set this segment up by saying that the Xi-Biden meeting is important for everybody in the world. You want to drop tensions with China if you can. But I don't believe Joe Biden is in charge of this. I see it's Jake Sullivan and it's the Secretary of State, Blinken. They'll be sitting next to Biden. They're pretty much calling the shots. You know the inside. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, Biden is the president, so it's up to him to assert the authority of the commander-in-chief. But there's no question that Jake Sullivan and Blinken are important to him. Look, I think the important thing in these meetings tomorrow between Biden and Xi is that we're coming in a position of strength. And I hope President Biden understands that and reflects that at the table, which is to say our economy is in so much better shape than the Chinese economy. They're hurting of their own economic maladministration. But we're also hurting them with our sanctions, and they're going to need some help. And it's an opportunity not to rub Xi's face in it, but to reach some agreements. You know, there are competitors. There are challengers. They have a whole way of life and way of government that's totally different from ours. But the key here is we don't want to get in a war with them. We don't even want to get in a Cold War with them. And it would be great if we can come out with some agreements from this meeting in San Francisco. Maybe the beginning of looking at some of the tariffs to see which ones are hurt both countries and they take them off. But I'd like to see the Chinese admit that they have a role to play in cutting down the movement of fentanyl into our country.
Yeah, that's big.
Which they do. And look, long-term, this takes me back to 1972, Nixon, Kissinger, when one of their main motivations for opening up relations with China was to separate China from Russia. And here again today, China gives a lot more heft to Russia, Iran, and North Korea than those devils deserve. And we got to convince them that it'd be a lot better for
back,
them.
Back off from that, right. It's amazing how history does repeat itself. Hey, Senator, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for taking the time, and I hope we can do it again soon. Thank you.
Me too, Bill. Have a great day.
Now on to the 2024 presidential run. There is an outfit called Stack Data Strategy. I have never heard of it. It's an English corporation. They did research on 15,205 U.S. registered voters. That is a big crew. Okay, they finished the research in early November, early this month. And here is the data they are putting out. I cannot vouch for this, but the data is interesting. Number one, it projects that Trump would defeat Biden if the election were held today, 292 electoral votes to 246. But Biden would still win the popular vote 49% to 48%. That's because of California. California will never again even come close to voting for a Republican. It's the nation's largest state. So the popular vote will always go to a Democrat from now until the end of this country. It's just the way it is. The states that are in play, Biden is expected to win: Colorado, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Nevada, Virginia. I'm surprised about Nevada because other polling has Nevada in the Trump camp, but this is what they say. The state Trump's supposed to win, the contested states: Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Nebraska, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, that's a big one, Texas, and Wisconsin. All right, so this is what they say. Trump would win electoral vote and if the election were held tomorrow. Let's go to the U.S. Supreme Court. You know that Clarence Thomas, the most conservative of the Supreme Court justices, took a bunch of gifts from his friends. He got an RV, he got vacations, private jet flights, a whole bunch of stuff. And a very left-wing group, ProPublica, has been embarrassing Clarence Thomas and the Supreme Court for months. So now there is a new code. The court announced its first formal code of conduct governing ethical behavior of the nine justices. But they really didn't put a code in. They just said a justice should uphold the integrity and independence of the judiciary, that kind of stuff. There's no, you have to do this, you have to do that. None of that. So it's just a bunch of BS PR stuff. Now, what should happen is that all gifts over what? $250 should have to be reported to the Chief Justice's office, and any trips or any vacations or any gratuities, anything over $250 have to be reported and approved by John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And then if Roberts takes something, he's got to give it, designate somebody to approve or disapprove. It can be done. I understand a court not wanting to give any power to the politicians because then it becomes, well, we hate Thomas because he's a conservative, or we hate Sotomayor because she's a liberal. You don't want that. The Supreme Court should be able to police itself, but they have no rules here, and they need rules because this is the most powerful governing body in this country. It's got to have 100% credibility with the folks. I mean, the Supreme Court is more powerful than the president because it can knock out what the president does, knock out his executive orders. So you can't have anybody taking stuff. Got it? Supreme Court? Apparently you don't, because you should have done a lot better than this. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill. Or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill. Or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. All right, impeaching Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security. All right, so this was is a passion of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, far-right person from Georgia. She wants Mayorkas impeached. Okay, there's more than enough evidence that Mayorkas is not upholding the law. which is his job. More than enough evidence of that. But Mayorkas isn't making any decisions at all. None. They're all coming from the White House. And when asked about it, I said, it's a waste of time to impeach Mayorkas. Because he's just, well, let the Godfather 2 explain it. Go.
Not even your father would dream that such a thing could be possible.
And Pantangeli is a dead man. You don't object?
These small potatoes.
Small potatoes. That's what Mayorkas is. All right? He's a water carrier. Probably the worst public servant I've ever seen. Alejandro Mayorkas. He is awful. Talk about a shill. Oh, should he be impeached and booted? Yes. But he's not going to be because a bunch of Republicans, eight of them, said, you know, we don't really want to do this now. And I think there's some worthiness to that. If you're going to impeach, you go after Biden. Okay. The border crisis engineered by Biden with the help of Mayorkas is costing the U.S. taxpayer, that's you and me, at least $500 billion this year. $500 billion. All right? And this is according to the House Committee on Homeland Security, taking data from the Center for Immigration Studies. Now, what are they spending the money on? Number one, health care. As soon as a migrant gets in here, they get free health care. Law enforcement costs to regulate them. Education costs, the kids got to go to school. All right, welfare, big welfare for the illegal migrants. Unaccompanied children have to be supported cradle to whenever they're 21. Everything. And finally, the course of transporting the migrants, $340 million right now. The government gives them plane tickets, bus tickets, train tickets, wherever they want to go. We're paying for it. You want to? Is that good? You think that's a good policy, Joe Biden? Just for that alone, he shouldn't get one vote. Not one. Just for that. Unbelievable. Smart life. All right. So Thanksgiving is in 9 days, right? 9 days from now, we'll all be off having a nice meal and having some fun, I hope. But it looks like 49 million Americans, according to the AAA, are going to travel. They're going to drive in their cars, 49 million. Additional 5 million are going to fly. So that's 54 million on the road. An additional 2 million are going to take trains and buses. So that's 56 million. Population now is about 330 million of the United States. So 56 million on the road going to have Thanksgiving somewhere. Here is the problem, and this is why I put it in Smart Life. The airlines have not fixed their personnel problems. They haven't fixed them. They don't have enough pilots or flight attendants or mechanics or gate people to get the flights on time to the destination. It's that simple. They don't have them. JetBlue is the worst. Absolutely the bottom. I don't count Sunburst Airlines or whatever the low, I don't count them. The majors, all right? So you go in JetBlue, the over-under is, you know, 40% you might get there on time. Maybe 20 if there's snows anywhere or rains anywhere. That's always the excuse. So if you are flying, and it's about 5 million, it's up 7% over last year, say some prayers. Going to be bad. Now, here's my litmus test. So I live in New York, and it's a good location if I want to go to New England, all right, or south to D.C. A lot of traffic, tons and tons of traffic. I drive at night. I leave 7:30, 8, okay? I usually go north to New England without a problem. South, you know, it's dicey. But I try to drive at night. If I have to fly, first flight out, because the plane has to be at the gate. The problem is the planes take off and the schedules are built around, well, they're going to arrive in Memphis and then an hour later they're going to go to Nashville. No. First flight out is your safest flight. Okay? But driving in the congested Northeast, it's got to be at night or you're going to get killed on the road. If I can, I drive. So my test is, if I can make it to my destination in 8 hours or less, I'm driving. And I'm breaking it up. I'm breaking the 8-hour drive up. So there's always something interesting to see, no matter where you are in this country. It's a fascinating country. You look at the map. I got 4 maps of everything. And I'm looking to say, oh, maybe I'll stop here for dinner or here for lunch. I break it up. Then you listen to the Killing Books on tape in the car. You know, that will really help pass the time. So 8 hours, and sometimes I'll even go 10 hours because I don't want to go to the airport. Getting in and out of there, getting through security, you're not making up any time. So sometimes I'll go 10. If you have to fly, all right, you've got bring the book. I mean, I guess you can listen to it now on the headphones, right? Everybody's got the headphones on. Bring something that is going to occupy you in a pleasant way. So you bring the stress down of the insane airlines, because it will be insane. I guarantee it. Smart life. Stay in history, November 14, 2013. Fascinating story. You may have heard of James Whitey Bulger. I reported on this guy when I was up in Boston. All right, horrible killer, dope dealer, you name it, scum of the earth. So he headed the Winter Hill Gang in South Boston. All right, I know it very, very well. And he got away with it for 16 years. Because he had a deal with the FBI that he would inform on the Italian organized crime based in the north end of Boston. There's a great movie called Black Mass. Johnny Depp plays Bulger. Very accurate movie. So anyway, the FBI squashed any local law enforcement that was going after Bulger, who was moving heavyweight narcotics from Montreal into Boston and down in New York City. 16 years. FBI covered him because he was an informant. Then Bulger killed some people. That dissolved the deal and they arrested him. Okay, but they didn't arrest him. They issued a warrant for his arrest. And then one of his corrupt guys, I think in the FBI, picked up the phone and said, hey, Whitey, you better get out of here. They're coming for you. And Whitey, well, 16 years, the FBI couldn't find him. 16 years. And he was the second most wanted man in the world next to Osama bin Laden. They got a tip from Iceland, from Reykjavik, that Bulger was in California, Santa Monica, in an apartment complex living with his girlfriend. They got him. Okay, so 10 years ago today, Bulger starts serving his life sentence and he's 84 years old. All right, he's in a penitentiary, federal penitentiary in Florida. They transfer him up to West Virginia, okay? Hazleton Penitentiary. Why? Nobody knows why. So the feds bring him into West Virginia, where he's assassinated at age 89. All right, what they did was they had locks, steel locks wrapped in socks, 4 of them, 3 actual and 1 lookout, okay? And they beat him to death with the locks that were wrapped in the socks. His eyes were gouged out. I mean, it was unbelievable. This happened in federal penitentiary. So he's dead. The four involved in the murder are going to be tried, but they're going to be tried in December of next year, 2024. And this happened in 2018, this assassination of Bolger, who I don't feel sorry for. I hope he's enjoying hell. Okay? But 6 years to try this case? Because the feds don't want to be embarrassed, all right, by why did you transfer them? How did these guys get in there to kill them? That's what this is all about. So Whitey Bulger began serving his sentence 10 years ago today, and they killed him in a federal penitentiary. Mal, final thought coming your way.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, let's go to the mail. Richard Dick, Murphy, North Carolina. Bill, you're correct that the election next year will be decided by the pocketbook. Just this month, my home insurance went up 55%. My utility bill, 93%. Per your suggestion, I'm looking at options. You have to. I just got a car insurance. I paid $3,000 last year, two cars. They went to $10,000. I might have to get car insurance from Brazil, but I'm not paying the $10,000. I got a clean record. Unbelievable what's happening under the Biden administration. Nick Russiano, Monroe, New York. I understand many people need help and high earners should pay more than low earners in tax, but why do so many people vote for more tax? Our government, our governor, that's Kathy Hochul in New York, said in a debate against Zeldin, cutting taxes is irresponsible, and she won because many of the voters for Hochul don't pay any taxes. They're poor. They're not involved with paying taxes. Ronald Boudreau, Estero, Florida. Bill, I would really like to get some accurate info on the Gaza Strip as it relates to Israel. The Jews withdrew from Gaza in 2005, I believe. So what's the narrative about Israel occupying Gaza? The narrative is that there is no government in Gaza, Ronald. It's run by terrorists. So the infrastructure has to be supplied by Israel. That means water, okay, food. They don't grow anything in Gaza. All right, all the essentials come from Israel. The pro-Hamas people, pro-Palestinian people, say that's occupation. What's going on there? Rich Stevens, San Diego, I have a question for you concerning the House committee investigating Hunter Biden. Can the committee subpoena Joe Biden? No. President will cite executive privilege. I'm not going to be able to subpoena him. Don Ross, Chicago, why do we never hear Donald Trump take credit for one of his clearest wins, namely the elimination of ISIS? Can't answer that question. I wrote a book on it, Killing the Killers, a whole book that documents everything that Bush and Obama and that Trump did to destroy the jihadists. Why Trump doesn't wave that flag? I don't know. I don't know. Robert, concierge member, Robert gets direct access to me. Why isn't President Biden concerned about his place in history? Come on. He can barely get out of bed in the morning. He can't process that. Jerry, concierge member. Jerry, I hope you're enjoying it. All right, concierge member is an insurance policy for Jerry's life and your life. And I hope you check it out. Jerry says, how long before the streets of San Francisco are taken back by the addicts? My bet, 1 week. Yeah, I think 1 week they'll be back. Sure. No enforcement of anything in San Francisco. That's what you're going to get. Al, concierge member. A lot of concierge members in the mail. They remove the homeless off the streets and sidewalks for a foreigner, but not for their own citizens. That should tell you something about the California political system. I wrote a message of the day about the exact same thing, Al. BillO'Reilly.com, message of the day. You don't have to be a member of anything. Just go there. And my column is posted, if you haven't read it, on the corrupt media. You should read that. Always good to check in with us at BillO'Reilly.com each day. Charles Briggs, Collierville, Tennessee. I agree the urchin should be working to teach them the value of financial discipline. My son did that. My grandsons, 12 and 15, do yard maintenance, work hard in the summers to pay for their incidentals. One saved enough to get a four-wheeler. You got to work. Once they get over 12, you got to work, got to do something. Bill Reimer, Lexington Park, Maryland. The honest truth is that the killing books have brought me, age 80, from no book reading to several per year. Thanks for improving my life, making history a good read again. You are welcome, Bill. Killing the Witches. Woo! It's still a huge bestseller. I see the sales chart every day. We are approaching 200,000 hardback books in sales. That is astronomical. Great gift. Really good. Not just about witches, but about our founding, Thanksgiving. It's about exorcism today. There's a lot of stuff in that book. All the killing books. You'll love them, particularly if you travel. Listen to them in a car. Okay, let's go to the BillO'Reilly.com Hanukkah Christmas store. Hanukkah is what? December 8th, I believe. It's coming up fast. If you give the gift cards for premium or concierge membership, you got to know people who are interested in hearing the news reported truthfully. That's the litmus test. You give them the gift card for the membership. They become members automatically. And you get a free book, any killing book, or even my older ones. Okay? So if you give 5 gift cards to educated people, all right, you get 5 books. So that's 10 gifts. Or you can keep the 5 books. This is the best deal I could possibly give. This is my present to you. To save you money. I mean, come on, do the math on this thing. Word of the day, do not be furtive. F-U-R-T-I-V-E. Furtive is not a good thing. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Right back with the final thought on what I'm having for turkey dinner. I just gave it away. What I'm having for dinner on Thanksgiving in a moment. All right, Thanksgiving menu being planned at the O'Reilly house. So listen to this. I found a butterball turkey. Actually, I didn't, but the people who work for me did, and they're an extension of me. 99 cents a pound. Butterball, the best. Okay? And so we grabbed that. I think we got close to 20 pounds. That's a great price. So then I go down the menu items. You know, you got to have the sweet potatoes. You got to have the mashed potatoes. That's a lot of potatoes. Got to have the turnips. That's mine. Love those turnips. Gotta have the gravy. It's got to be done perfectly. But I'm putting it together for a pretty reasonable price. My goal is to put it together for the same price that I had 5 years ago. And I'm way ahead on a turkey now. And then we get the, you know, pies for dessert. You can get good deals. You just got to shop around on them because there are good deals. So the menu is getting put together. We're real happy about the turkey. See, I'm just like you. I'm no different than you. I do the same stuff you do. And that's why I think I've been successful in this media business. I'm just like a regular American. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. See you tomorrow.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.